This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Alan Ellis, and with me is...
Me. Good morning.
Robin Ellis. Good morning, Robin.
Try to sound awake this morning.
Keep working on it. You'll get there. I slept pretty good, actually. I feel pretty good. Robin slept in just a little bit longer, so she might be a little longer getting awake. But I've been working a little bit this morning on show prep. Actually, the show's been prepared for me all week long. There have been a lot of things happening in Annapolis, Anne Arundel County, at DNR and at the governor's office, and then there's more. So, Chris, what do you want to talk about first?
Well, let's go ahead, and in case people haven't heard, which most people have, but just in case,
all right,
the situation with the fine state of Maryland in relationship to the COVID-19 health.
Oh, you mean as far as it regards our audience, as far
yes.
as it relates to our audience,
yes.
as far as anglers and hunting.
Yes.
Okay. Well, the as you know, through the COVID-19 pandemic, Governor Larry J. Hogan issued a stay-at-home order, which remains in effect, and that stay-at-home order allowed for limited outdoor exercise. So, given the announcement of the governor's roadmap to recovery, the state has now expanded opportunities for outdoor exercise and recreation in the state and on the Maryland Department of Natural Resources properties. So, effective May 7th at 7 a.m., DNR-owned beaches will be open and outdoor exercise, such as walking and jogging and running and swimming and fishing, will be permitted. However, guidance on social distancing must be followed. The prohibition on social gatherings must be strictly followed. Chairs, blankets, and picnics will be prohibited. Boating. Effective Thursday, May 7th, 7 a.m., recreational boating activities, including motorized and non-motorized vessels and personal watercraft, are permitted. However, boaters must be within immediate family members or people with which they reside. No more than 10 people can be in a boat at one time, including captain and crew. Boats must be distanced from each other by at least 10 feet in case you sneeze out on the water and your germs travel 10 feet across the wind and waves to the next boat over there. And are rafting or having rendezvous events. Boats are prohibited from docking at restaurants or bars. Vessel and boat races remain prohibited. Marinas can reopen to recreational boaters, but must adhere to Maryland Departments of Commerce and Health guidelines. Pump-out stations and boats may resume operations under the Departments of Commerce and Health guidelines. Local jurisdictions may choose to open public boat ramps, but must ensure social distancing guidelines. All normal boating rules and regulations are in effect and must be followed. Camping. Effective Thursday, May 7th, 7 a.m., DNR will begin accepting reservations for overnight tent and RV camping in state forest parks and other campgrounds. However, same thing. Immediate family, social distancing, no parties more than 10, yada, yada, yada. Fishing. Effective Thursday, May 7th at 7 a.m., recreational fishing activities, including catch and release, are allowed. So you can go bass fishing again. You can go hickory shad fishing again if you want, or shad fishing if you want. They're pretty much gone, but you can still go. When fishing from a boat, one must be with immediate family members or people with which they reside, no more than 10 people, blah, blah, blah. When fishing from onshore or at a pier, social distancing guidelines must be followed. DNR fishing piers will reopen immediately. fishing tournaments remain prohibited. All normal rules, regulations, yada, yada, yada. Horseback riding, you can ride a horse. Hunting and trapping, all hunting activities are allowed on private and public lands. You must be with immediate family members, no more than 10, normal rules and regs. Off-road vehicles, same thing. Pools, all DNR and swimming pools remain closed. Effective immediately, DNR will reopen shooting ranges on state land, no more than 10. Social distancing. Da, 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 da. How was that, Chris? Did I sum it up succinctly?
Yes.
Good. So let's talk about reservoirs. Reservoirs. A lot of people. Robin, did I send that? Did I?
I thought you were very flippant, and I thought it was wrong.
You thought it was flippant, and it was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because we dealt with a situation this week where we had a scare.
Yeah,
okay,
we did.
With friends.
We did.
And we took it very seriously. And
we did.
You were very upset. So
I was.
To be flippant about reopening, okay, I think, is wrong.
Okay.
That was my opinion. I'm done.
Oh, well, no, let's talk about that. I read, stay with family members, no groups of 10.
The way you read it was very flippant, and I think that people are taking this flippantly, okay? And we had a scare where everybody was scared. And
well, we did.
I think that it is great we're reopening, mm-hmm. but I also think we have to be very serious about how we take it. And I don't agree with your opinion on it, with that. That's all.
With the way I read it, because
mm-hmm.
it was flippant. Well, would you like me to read every category, camping,
No. I just think that we have to respect, okay, that we're – I mean, I know everybody wants to get out. I want to get out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I mean, you know me. Right now I'm about ready to pull every hair in my head out. And if my roots don't get done and my nails don't get done, okay? You don't have any left.
I don't have any hair left, no. Go ahead.
Everybody's got that feeling, okay? But if we get lax about it, everybody thinks this was wrong, but I'm sorry. I'm not in that category. And
all right.
Anyway, that's just my opinion,
well, okay.
And I'm sticking to it.
Here's the deal, though, okay? This is social engineering to me. You can't let people be people, okay? When you do this thing, you must adhere, you must comply. People don't like that. What would you rather be, asked or told? Dead air.
No, it's not. I'm thinking how to respond to that.
Okay.
I think there had to be rules because people don't use common sense.
Here's how it started out. You must practice social distancing. You must wear a face mask. You must not gather in groups of 10 or more. You must. Why not say, here are the guidelines to protect yourself. Here's how you can be safe and protect yourself and your family. Not do this, do that, or the state police or the natural resources police are going to ticket your butt.
Because people don't use
no
common sense.
I understand that. But given the mood in this country today, with the restrictions, all right, people are looking at the Constitution and people are looking at their government, and there are others out there who will go the other way too far, okay? So when it appears that we're going to give you this, we're going to open this door just a little bit, but if you put one toe out of line, we're going to stomp on it. People tend to resent that. In my opinion. This is my opinion. You have yours, I have mine.
That's right. We both have an opinion. I'm sure mine's not popular among your listeners.
You have.
But,
look,
no.
I understand.
But we dealt with it. And I have a major problem with being flippant about the rules when we've dealt with it. We've dealt with it twice this week.
I know.
Okay?
Yep.
And I have a major issue with that. That's
okay.
Just me. But, you know, everybody's different. Everybody has the right to do what they, you know, we're a free, you know, free state, but you know, nobody listens.
That's what they call it. You're right. It's not nobody.
You read
a statement that I wrote for the magazine. Yes.
Yeah.
Did you agree with it?
I agreed with it. Okay? But I also watched yesterday when I sat in the parking lot of my grandson's, who I love beyond belief, pediatrician's office.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Where they said, you must sit outside. You must wear a face mask coming in. Only one parent or one guardian per
yep.
child. Okay?
Yep.
And I watched people walk in there. Okay, mm-hmm. without face masks on, two parents, okay,
mm-hmm.
multiple children who weren't there for the exam,
mm-hmm.
okay, and people just don't listen. They're going to do what they want to do. So,
okay,
you know what? You say, well, let's try to do it this way. They're not going to listen then because when it says right there on the door in big 10-inch letters, must have a face mask on to go into a pediatrician's office where you got little kids.
Yeah,
and
sure.
my grandson in there.
Yeah.
And there's people walking in there. Okay, they don't listen.
I understand that. And people aren't going to listen. But people have been pent up for so long. And I'm not making excuses.
Yeah, listen,
I'm just saying that the way these rules are laid down, we're not committing a crime by going fishing. We're not committing a crime if we don't social distance. Okay? We are expected to comply for our own safety, but people choose not to. Somebody gets too close to me in the grocery store, I'm moving away. They can have my space. I'm not fighting over, you know, I'm not fighting over a container of coffee for somebody that wants to be stupid. I'll wait till they go on their way. But that's me. I'm cautious. I wear my face mask in public. I practice social distancing. I use my hand sanitizer. Okay? I sanitize my own cart if it's not already done. I remain careful. And to your point, a lot of people don't. A lot of people ignore the suggestions, recommendations. But I'm saying to you.
They enjoy the must. They ignore the must. You must do it this way. Okay? They ignore it. So
what should their punishment be? What should my punishment be if I get too close to somebody, if I get 5.5 feet or 5 feet away from somebody on a fishing pier? What would you recommend? Natural Resources Police come and cite me?
That's not what I said. I'm just saying they can't even listen to somebody saying you have to do it, okay?
Right.
They can't.
All right. Well, we got one listener that loves this spirit.
I'm going to get yelled at, I know.
Why?
Because I have an unpopular opinion, but that's all right.
No, it's all right. I don't think it's unpopular. I really don't. You're entitled to it. Thank God we live in the United States of America, and you're entitled to your opinion.
When we dealt with it as much as we dealt with this week, and then watching people just completely ignore rules.
At a doctor's office?
At a doctor's office.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I've had it.
But nobody at the doctor's office is going to stand up to a parent and say, you need to put a face mask on, okay, because they don't want to deal with the repercussions.
That's right.
Okay?
You're correct. Unless I don't know what happened when it went in the door because I did what I was supposed to do and sat in a stupid car and couldn't go to his appointment.
I got
okay?
it.
Okay? Yeah. Because I respected what people said.
Let's talk to Tom in Rushertown. Morning, Tom.
What's up, guys?
How you doing,
good morning,
buddy? You're
Tom.
Hearing it. What's up? Same discussion that takes place every day. What's that?
I said, I'm just calling to throw some fuel on the fire.
Go for it.
Oh, great. You know I love you before you do this.
But when you got people and they know what's going on and you tell them what they need to do to protect themselves and they ignore that, that's just natural selection for me if they get it and don't make it through it.
Well, the issue is, Tom,
that it's eliminating the stupid ones.
Doesn't just affect them.
Yeah, they're a vector to us.
Yeah.
Their stupid decision can affect the rest of us.
I mean, if people want to have parties in their house with 50 people, I'm good with that.
Oh, okay.
Means
just as long as you're not one of them, right?
Right. Well, I know not to go to a party with 50 people, and everybody does right now. But if they choose to do that anyway, I'm okay with that.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, we spent.
I agree. The government, you know, it's gone way too overboard now with all these restrictions. I mean, like Gail said, you make us, you know, you give them the facts. If they're too stupid to deal with the facts, and as far as the doctor's office, I think if any place should be enforcing it, should be a doctor's office.
Right.
Oh.
But they're not. They're not. And, you know, it was the same thing. Or I mean, they could have done something when they went in the door. Because, like I said, I sat outside and respected the rules, and nobody, other people didn't. A lot of people did. Don't get me wrong. There were a lot that did the same thing that Bree and I did.
Did you see anybody turned away, come back out?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, but, I mean, the convenience stores and the grocery stores, they're all enforcing it. They won't let you in without a mask on. They only let so many people in at a time.
One place up, it was up north somewhere, I can't remember where the guy was refused to cut, his girlfriend was refused to be allowed into a dollar store without a mask on, and he came back later and killed the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, people are,
that security guard got killed.
But, you know.
We're not enforcing face masks, and we're not enforcing social distancing either, unless the store owner complains, and we go in there, unless the store owner wants to, you know, get them out and charge them with trespassing. The only thing we do is ask them to put a mask on. If they don't, and the store owner doesn't want us to throw them out because they're trespassing, we're not charging them with anything right now.
Right.
You know what? Let them all sit there and wait 4 days to find out if somebody you may have been exposed to has it. And that is absolutely the worst 4 days of your life. You all sit there and you all try to figure it out.
I got to tell you, that was a scary situation. And it was a situation where it was a person related to a person who worked with people that we know that come into our home. And that's how upsetting that situation was. So, I know.
It'll make you out okay.
Oh, so far so good, yeah.
Okay. Well, you guys take care.
All right, buddy. Stay in touch.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks, Tom. Oh, my goodness. This is certainly a spirited debate, and I'm enjoying it. Now, that's the deal. The restrictions, some of the restrictions on fishing and boating and crabbing, and so there wasn't anything about crabbing in there, by the way. But people are now allowed to do those things. Got a call yesterday from one of our listeners, Jeff, who took a tour of Loch Raven and said all the signs that were posted are down. The fishing center is open but not renting boats. The area that is taped off is the parking area next to the Delaney Valley Bridge. And he was speaking to somebody that the Nicodemus Reservoirs, but he was on the phone with him. And he said basically that the Nicodemus Bridge and the Delaney Valley Bridge are closed, even though the reservoirs are open, and the reason is social distancing. They don't want people congregating on the bridges. Yeah.
You're hard to hear.
Do what? I'm hard to hear?
Uh-huh.
For you?
No.
For who?
Chris.
For Chris. Can you hear me now, Chris?
You're a little bit in the background.
Oh, how about now?
That's probably because Robin was so spirited.
There you go.
All right, cool. All right, Alan is kind of low. Is that a
for volume?
I tell you what,
I bet I don't sound asleep this morning.
No, you don't. Anyway,
and she's not drinking any coffee either.
No, I don't drink coffee. I am. So, all right. What do you want to talk about next, Chris? You want to talk about the governor's veto of these restrictive gun bills, or do you want to talk about opening a spring deer season?
Let's go with the gun bills first, and then the deer season.
You sure?
Yes, because you got to have one in order to go after the other.
All right. Would you like me to talk about Clyde Sports Shop first, though?
That would be good, too.
I'll do that. You know, Clyde Sports Shop has been open for the most part for this this virus emergency. And it's because they're essential business and because, you know. But they are selling bait. They're looking forward to seeing you in the door today. If you want to go fishing, they'd love to talk to you about going fishing for panfish or trout or catfish or bass catch and release. If you want whatever type of fishing you would like to do, given the guidelines we have for social distancing and not congregating in group. So Clyde Sports Shop is located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number there is 410-242-6108. So why not stop by? They're going to limit, you know, the store to 10 people. That includes employees, so, you know, 5 or 6 customers at a time. And you can go in there and browse. You can check out the live and frozen bait. Get yourself some minnows. Get your license. Tackle for perch or trout or panfish or bass or catfish or snakeheads. And, you know, if you're going for rockfish, you're going to do circle hooks and bucktails and umbrellas and parachutes if you want to take some of those along. Why not pick up a kid's fishing combo while the kids are out of school? Go out there with your kid. Find a local place to fish. Stay away from other people. And, you know, for like $20 or something, you can get a nice kids fishing combo. So why not? 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just up Beltway Exit number 9, 410-242-6108. 242-6108 is Clyde Sports Shop since 1957. And we'll be right back after Chris plays this commercial message.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hi, this is Sean Casey.
Hi, I'm Bruce Elliott.
We'd like to thank you for listening to The Morning Drive every weekday morning from 6 to 9.
You know, it's where we come together to hear the news.
And talk about it.
To share our stories and concerns.
And figure out how we're going to beat this invisible enemy.
We'd like to thank our sponsors who make it all possible.
And remind you to continue to support them during these tough times.
Above all, we'd like to thank you for your support.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
There's a lot of confusion, chaos, and misinformation going around.
And confusion.
And while we're concerned about the whole country,
I'd like to keep in touch with what's going on locally.
We're focused on what matters locally. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. And go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe. And then go fetch my slippers. And boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe. And come and tell me why you're leaving me.
Oh, that's enough. But I got things to talk about. Any callers on the line, Chris?
No, sir.
All right. So, 2A Maryland sends out, you know, newsletters every now and then. And the other day we got one. And the news was that the governor vetoed a number of gun bills, including House Bill 4, Senate Bill 208, rifles and shotgun sales, rentals and transfers, what this is called, the secondary transfer gun bill, that would have required you, if you were selling a firearm in Maryland to anyone, to go to a dealer to make the transfer, and both of you had background checks, okay, even family members. I couldn't sell or transfer ownership of a gun to, you know, a son, a grandson, a daughter, an uncle, whatever it might be. So the governor vetoed that bill, along with several others. But here's his letter. Now, let me tell you the bills that he vetoed. Senate Bill 907, which is public safety, the crime plan and law enforcement councils, the Maryland State Crime Plan, he vetoed that. He vetoed Senate Bill 929, Public Safety, Baltimore City, the Public Resources Organizing to End Crime Together program, the Baltimore City Protect Bill. House Bill 4, Senate Bill 208, the Rifle Shotgun Sales and Transfer, secondary transfer bill that I said earlier. Senate Bill 314, Juveniles Charged as Adults, Confidentiality of Records. Bill 1336, Criminal Procedure, Partial Expungement, Maryland Judiciary Case Search, and Expungement of Misdemeanor Convictions. He vetoed House Bill 83, Criminal Procedure, Charge of Possession of Marijuana, Removal from Case Search. And he vetoed Senate Bill 708, the Maryland Violence Intervention and Prevention Program Fund and Advisory Council Alterations. He vetoed all those bills in one day. Okay? So, he writes a letter on May 7th to the President of the Senate, Bill Ferguson, President of the Senate, Bill Ferguson, and Adrian Jones, the Speaker of the House. Dear President Ferguson and Speaker Jones, last year, 348 people were murdered in the streets of Baltimore City, making 2019 the second deadliest year on record and the fifth consecutive year with more than 300 murders in our state's largest city. Since before the start of the legislative session, I made it very clear that my highest priority was to hold violent criminals accountable and stop the shootings and the murders in Baltimore City. Quote, if you do not consider any other legislation and if you accomplish nothing else in the next 61 days, pass the Violent Firearms Offenders Act of 2020, pass the Witness Intimidation Prevention Act, and the Judicial Transparency Act, I said in my State of the State address. I expressed my strong willingness to consider other proposals, including some of those passed by the legislature, if they were included as part of a comprehensive crime package, which included my proposals. Each of my proposals had the support of an overwhelming majority of Marylanders, and support for the proposals was strongest of all in Baltimore City, the community most directly impacted by the violence. While the Senate approved the package by a wide margin, the House failed to act on it, and thus failed to meaningfully address violent crime. Therefore, in accordance with Article 2, Section 17 of the Maryland Constitution, for the above reasons, I have vetoed all those bills. Did you hear anywhere in the letter where the governor is chiding the House and the Senate about not passing his recommended bills? These bills violate the Second Amendment of the Constitution of the United States of America. No, you did not. You didn't give me my way, so I'm not giving you your way, and I'm vetoing the bills. My opinion. Any callers at 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let's see. Any reaction?
Mm-mm.
So far, nothing. I think people are still waking up and rubbing the sleep out of their eyes.
You think that's
Robin
what it is?
Robin decided she wasn't going to be controversial anymore.
You're not going to be controversial anymore?
Actually, I kind of, sorry.
You said that? Why would you say that?
What?
That you're not going to be controversial?
No, I don't mean that. I kind of zoned out. Sorry.
Well, you don't like it when I read stuff.
No, I just didn't hear what you said. Honest to gosh, I'm so sorry.
And the they say, and
the governor vetoed, huh?
And women say that men have selective hearing.
Yeah, right.
I did. I really did on that one. It wasn't on purpose.
The governor vetoed seven bills dealing with crime and violence from the way it was presented to him, including the bill that affects hunters.
Right now.
Huh?
I'll read it right now. You don't have to.
The bill that affects hunters right now, House Bill 4, that would have required, you know, going to a federal firearms dealer to make a secondary transaction.
You wanted that vetoed, right?
Or a long gun. What?
You wanted that one vetoed.
Oh, yeah. That's just horrible bill.
I thought
bill.
So. So, I mean, I'm just making sure. And I am so sorry. I really zoned out.
That's a horrible bill. But he didn't do it for the right reasons. He said it's because you didn't pass my bill, so I'm not going to veto yours.
You got a 1-1, so.
Huh?
Okay.
I mean, Chris, did you hear anything about the Second Amendment in that letter at all?
No, nothing.
No. Why? I wonder why. You know, he never used the words unconstitutional. you know, never used the words citizens of Maryland don't want this bill. You know, I mean, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people went to Annapolis the last 2 years because of that House or Senate bill. What is it? House Bill 4, Senate Bill?
Give me a second. Look.
Let me look. Well, you took my paper.
I was trying to read it to you.
House Bill 4, Senate Bill 208. I mean, people left their jobs to go to protest that bill in Annapolis. You know, sheriff said if you pass some of these bills, we're not going to enforce them. You know, these bills are unconstitutional. What did the governor say? Well, I told you what to do in my state of the state, and you didn't do it, so I'm going to do this. I mean.
Now, okay.
What?
I got a question.
What?
This one where it says charge of possession of marijuana removal from case search, right?
Mm-hmm.
Should they be able to remove that from case search before it came illegal?
Didn't read the bill.
I'm just curious.
Read the bill.
Looking.
I mean, this is just a handful of them.
I'm not sure about. Thank you.
Well. We'll have to do more research.
I agree with the one. I totally agree with the one about the shotguns and the family guns and passing them back
long,
and forth.
Yeah, it's a transfer of a long gun.
Yeah,
shotgun or a rifle.
I don't have
a regulated firearm. Not a pistol.
If it's a regulated firearm, that's different.
If it's a regulated firearm, it's different. This is my 22 single shot. This is my pump shotgun. This is my.
I don't know whatever happened to my 22.
I'll tell you what, you just...
I am. I'm out there today.
You go out. Off, I mean, do you see a squirrel? Oh, look, a squirrel. Sorry. Well, I guess you don't want to talk about the governor vetoing a very important bill to hunters. Moving right along. Chris, any calls?
Yes, we have Stan,
the truck driving man. Hey, big wheels rolling, got to keep them rolling. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
Hi, Stan.
And you know I don't like doing this. I'm multitasking.
I know.
But I'm professional at it. I'm waiting for the big billboard out here. Will the last conservative in the state of Maryland please turn out the light, because it's over.
That's funny, Stan. That is very funny. I like it.
Yeah, they'll put that on one of those public flashing billboards.
It's over. We have a purple potentate.
Ooh!
I was born and raised in this state. I know every corner of it. I love it. But, like many have gone before me who have voted with their feet, I've had enough. Worse. Anything with common sense, it's a kingdom. It's a kingdom. And if I rule, I do what I want. There's no rights anymore, or very few. I listened to, I think, the first gentleman you spoke to. I'm sorry, I missed him. I'm in and out of the truck this morning.
Tom,
local, but when he was talking about enforcing the laws, rules, and regulations, I can't remember if he's state, county, or I'm going to say forest ranger. I forgot DNR, but God bless him. God bless him.
Yep.
And God bless the conservative sheriff of this state.
Correct.
I think they're the last ones that have a grip on our rights. I want to stay here. I really do. I'm ready to move north, give Cecil County or Washington County or a hell of a commute to work every day.
Yeah, it would be.
I want out. I want. Oh my God! A revolution, and the people I speak to, the people I talk to. You know, whatever they're going to get free, they're voting themselves raises by, we're going for another congressman here, you know, to fill in for.
Right.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Quasi Mpume, filling in for. I know what you're talking about, yeah.
And it's not going forward. It's going in reverse. They had a nice Republican that I have listened to for a little bit because they won't give a Republican the time of day on most channels, but other than when they want a dog and pony show, I hope my son's up. Get up, boy. Anyway, I woke him up at 4:45 so he could have a cup of coffee and
I appreciate that. Yeah.
And I don't know what to say. I go home. I talk to my wife. We're banging our heads against the wall. We don't want to go anywhere. Under my American flag on my little row house in Baltimore, I want to get me a Bonnie Blue flag, and I want to fly it. I might be the last conservative rebel left in this state, but
I get you.
I got to go.
I get you, man. I mean, you're feeling like a lot of us feel. You know, we love the state. We love what's going on here as far as what is available to us close at hand. But this undue pressure on us from even in good times, Stan.
I know.
You know what I mean? So
there was a producer there that became a delegate. He was on one of the morning shows during the week.
Yeah, Nino Mangione.
Nino Mangione, yeah, delegate Nino Mangione.
Mangione. And he was on yesterday morning, and just to sit here and listen to him talk, we're in the grips of this unforeseen enemy, as they call it.
Yeah.
Okay. China flu. Unforeseen. And they're sitting in the House of Delegates, waiting to hit us with another tax bill. And the ones who voted these ladies and gentlemen into office are just, they don't care. Take a pack of cigarettes, for instance. What, $8 now?
Something like that.
And they're the ones that have these menial jobs. Listen to me. And I sit here and I listen to, I'm going to create jobs. Every year I'm going to create jobs. They're not real jobs. There are jobs available. You're creating something that does not exist.
Stan.
I'm sorry.
No,
I'm
no.
Right there with you.
No, we're with you. Listen. All the talk is useless if you don't take care of your citizens. Okay? They have jacked up the unemployment system with people losing their jobs, out of their jobs, out of work, not able to make any income, and not able to get any relief on unemployment compensation.
No benefits to pay.
But the ones that are running the system, I'm
still getting paid, aren't they?
You got to laugh or you'll cry. The neighbor down the street, okay, basically works 5 months a year, okay? He's
right.
Got no intention of going back to work because not only is he making his unemployment, but they gave him an extra $600, and now they're talking about a second stimulus where they're going to give everybody $2,000. I'm driving this truck. I was going to say I'm busting my gating, but it's a foreign word.
That's been shot down.
I'm trying not to hit the buoys.
What's been shot down?
You know, what gets me is people are saying they get this extra $600 and not going back to work. All the people who are losing their, like, the sole providers and the people that are waiting for that to come in, okay, or the single business,
right.
Small business people.
Yeah,
okay?
sole proprietors
who have not gotten one check yet, okay, haven't gotten any help.
And
all they
want
to do is go back to work, but they need some help to get through, aren't getting it.
Right.
But here's I'm climbing back in the truck now. Ooh, it's chilly out there.
Yeah, it is.
And Odell, wherever you are, good morning, Brother Shucker.
All right.
It's like Ellicott City, okay?
Yep.
I start a business. I take my life savings and I start a bait shop.
Right.
Anywhere. Southwest Baltimore, okay? No big deal. The business goes bad. Nobody's bailing me out.
Nope.
But if I had a little Gucci shop down in Ellicott City, Ellicott City, and it gets cloudy, all of a sudden, man, here come the federales, and they're going to build my business back up again. If you fail in business, you go, the banks were too big to fail. The car dealership's too big to fail. The airport's too big to fail. Everybody's too big to fail. If I don't go to work and do this job behind this steering wheel, I fail.
Gotcha, buddy. All right.
I'm sorry.
Are you done?
No, hell no, but you don't have enough time.
But do you feel better? A little bit?
No. No, I don't.
All right.
No, I'm conservative and I'm drowning.
All right, buddy. Look.
Well, y'all have a good morning. Stay warm. Put another log on the fire for me.
Hey, glad to be able to help you vent, buddy.
We'll send you the bill for $150 for the 20 minutes.
Plus tax.
No,
plus
no, tax. No. I didn't even get to lay down. Okay? Forget about it. All right, y'all have a good morning. I got to get back to work.
Keep the greasy side down, buddy. See ya.
See ya, Stan.
All right,
guys. All right, Stan.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, Stan was on a roll there this morning and not just rolling on the highway. Wow, 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 wow. Glenn in Chestertown, good morning. And then we've got... hey, good morning.
Good morning.
On this cold morning, Max.
It's in the 30s, man.
Yeah.
And windy. Feels a lot colder than that.
Yeah, I'm sure. And...
Mark in Delaware, hang in there. We're coming to you shortly. So are you staying warm? You got the fire going?
Yeah.
It's chilly out there this morning.
I don't heat the stove. I don't have a fireplace. I got to go turkey hunting the other day for about an hour and didn't see or hear nothing, but finally got to go.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Pulling some other stuff home here. But anyway, got one thing else going. You're okay, so I'll be able to do that.
Well, that's good, man. That's how you sound pretty good there this morning. Yep. Yep.
I don't know. I think this brisk air is making people perkier.
Perkier?
Well, you have to be. You got to get your blood up to stay warm.
You got to move a little bit. Yeah. Well, Glenn, at least you got to go out. You going to go out this week if it stays relatively warm?
I don't know. I might go.
All right. Well.
In some time, a little later. All right. Catch you later. Bye.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Glenn.
Actually, I think 1 year, probably about the 10th of May, we had 4 inches of snow.
That's true. I remember that.
It didn't last very long, but.
No, it didn't. It lasted about a day and a half, and then it was gone. But you know what? It could happen.
Yep.
It could happen. So, all right, buddy. Thanks for the call, Glenn.
Right.
All right, man. See you later. Hey, Mark, how are things in Delaware, buddy?
Good morning. How are you two doing?
I'm good.
Good.
How are you doing over there in the first state? We're here in the free state. We know you're over there in the first state, so.
Yeah, nothing's free and nothing's first. I will quote that great political satirist, Pogo. We have met the enemy and he is us.
That's true. Do you remember when that was?
No, I don't.
Do you remember the occasion?
No.
It was 50 years ago. Just a couple of weeks ago was the anniversary of that. And it was for the first Earth Day. And there was Pogo surrounded by a sea of garbage, and it was an environmental statement.
See, I learn something new every day.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We have met the enemy, and he is us. So.
Well, I'll tell you, you said it all earlier. Throughout this whole thing, I can think of only one person in elected office who has agreed to either defer his salary, his or her paycheck, or not even accept it.
Yep.
And whether you like him or not, it's Donald Trump.
He hadn't taken it since the beginning, right?
Nope.
That's
correct.
It's illegal for him to refuse it.
Right.
So he accepts it and he gives it away to dollar for dollar.
Yep. No question about it.
I look at your governor, I look at mine, I look at all of them. They have not even agreed to defer part of their salaries, let alone not get paid.
Exactly.
And they talk about shared sacrifice by shutting people in and forcing them to lose their livelihoods. And it's not just, you're a small businessman, you and I am. We know it's not the regular cash flow they're denying us. you stay shut long enough, and you can't make it again.
Right, exactly.
And for the people like restaurants who have personally guaranteed their rent, they'll lose their homes over this.
They no will question.
Survive, but they'll never recover.
That's right. That's right. You're absolutely right.
And you've
right.
got a politician who's got a guaranteed wage and a pension and benefits for life. And that person is sitting there telling you what to do. It's
yep.
very disheartening.
You're right.
And remember, we had a particular people or members of the House that automatically considered themselves non-essential, so they stayed home. And they stood in front of their $12,000 freezers with very expensive ice creams and
yeah.
kind of made fun of us.
Yes. Now, I do agree that they're non-essential.
I agree with that. They could work from home as far as I'm concerned all they want. But, you know, when
the
it comes
thing.
To a vote, when it comes to a vote, they're supposed to be, you know.
Oh, and now you can call those in.
Yeah, you can call your vote in now.
They've been calling it in all their lives.
Well, of course they have. Of course they have. Washington is worse than Annapolis. I hate to say that. I mean, Annapolis is bad enough, but Washington itself. But, you know, this is what I try to keep making the point. We voted for these people to represent our interest. In the old saying, they went to Washington to do good, and they wound up doing very well.
Do they ever?
You know, and I think same thing in Annapolis. So
look at who replaced. I think it was Cummings.
Akwesasne Fumi,
former congressman who
yeah.
ran a large organization.
Yep.
Got bounced when
yep.
he was caught. Being disrespectful to women and allegedly.
Yep.
And other things.
Yep.
So they put him back in office.
Yep.
Well, come on.
And speaking as a new resident of Delaware, I've got one thing to say to the people who put him into the federal government. Thanks for nothing.
Yeah. Exactly right. Well, you know, hey, look.
Because we will get the government they deserve.
Mark?
Yeah.
I saw an ad on TV yesterday for Sheila Dixon.
Oh, I know. What is that about?
Running for mayor, again, of Baltimore City, who, you know, skimmed off the gift certificates and
yeah,
some money.
She's running again.
She's running again, and you figure, hey, you know, a couple miles down the road, it happened to Marion Barry, so, hey, what's Baltimore?
Oh,
just D.C.'s right. little brother.
What one of her... go ahead.
Gift cards from children at Christmas.
Exactly.
But wasn't one of her things on the ad yesterday was, I know how to run Baltimore.
Uh-huh.
Is that what she said?
Something like that.
She knows how to run Baltimore?
Uh-huh. Something like that.
Into the ground. Oh, yeah. Well, anyway. So...
Anybody who elects a public official back in after they've already been found guilty of something
yeah.
and kicked out for it has lost their minds.
Yeah, I agree. Well, it's Baltimore. What do you expect?
Sanctuary city.
So, Mark, what do you think about your former governor's letter? You didn't pass what I wanted you to pass, so I'm going to veto what you passed instead. And not saying these firearm bills are unconstitutional. They trample the rights of the Second Amendment for the citizens of Maryland. Nope. Never a word about it.
No, it's strictly payback.
Yeah,
it's,
payback.
There's no thoughtful analysis here. Strictly payback.
Yep.
It's the crudest, rawest form of politics.
Good way to put it.
And
I mean, look, I'm glad he did. I'm glad he did. I don't know if it's veto review.
He did the right thing, but for the wrong reason.
Ah.
And the reason doesn't bother him, apparently. And we're no better over here, I assure you.
Oh, I no question about it. No question.
I had very few illusions, although they do tend to leave us alone. That's the difference.
Got it. Yep. Yep. Yeah, Josh just weighed in. Term limits, fix Congress, 2 for the Senate, 4 for the House of Representatives. That's not a bad idea.
No, it's not.
Not a bad idea at all. Let's see. Arnold said, hey, have you noticed rather than address his local media concerning Maryland issues, he's become a regular on the Sunday news shows. He has checked out.
The reason being is because he wants to run for 2024 president.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of the reasons why he's on the National Association of Governors. Put his face out there in the spotlight. Have people remember him.
I don't know who said it, but every United States senator looks in the mirror and sees a president looking back.
I think you're right on that.
And I think the governors are a lot like that, too.
Wow. Wow.
Nobody got a letter in the mail saying report to the state house you're going to serve as governor. It's a personality type. They self-select.
That's true. That's true. Mm. Well, Mark, it's been an interesting morning. We've talked about a few different things here. I think we'll talk about the next hour. I think we'll talk about the Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman. That he was talking about food insecurity in the county of Anne Arundel. So he wants to add a spring deer hunting season so hunters can donate food to the food banks.
Have a wonderful week. I hear the music, and I'm gonna take my leave.
We're just getting set up for the next hour. Say goodbye to Mark Robin.
Goodbye, Mark.
See ya. Oh, man. Thanks for calling.
It's been a good morning.
It has. Robin, there's your music.
I know. Stay home. Stay safe. Be patient. We're getting out soon.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
Wear your mask.
Please. Don't forget, 6 feet apart.
6 feet apart.
Even in a boat.
Even in a boat. Thank you, Chris. We'll be back after the news with more The Outdoorsman Radio Show. Thanks for your calls. 410-WCBM-680 is the number. You can get on during the news. You'll be first up after.
Last week I was late.